One, two, three, four.
Maybe Jasper does the Astro. Maybe Jasper does the Astro. Maybe Jasper does the Astro. Astro.
I feel like the mic didn't pick it up that well.
I don't know.
We got these fucking like great mics higher. Now.
Yeah, yeah. We just got a couple of new mics and already fucking it up.
That's all right.
Let's start. We can start over again.
Okay.
There we go. Now we're cooking with gas.
Maybe Jasper does the Astro.
I think it was a little low.
Yeah,
but it was.
Okay.
The music was loud enough, but we weren't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
It definitely got that one.
It got that one, yeah.
A little too well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
My bad.
No, you're fine. Maybe a headphone seems to be up a little bit more now.
Yeah, it's all good.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to a very well started episode of How Sadness the Podcast. Thank you for listening. And again, right off the bat, we are sorry that we're still here.
Yes.
Still dear.
Ooh.
Don't shoot us.
Please don't. I'm Bambi's mom.
Oh, you can shoot me. I hate my kid.
Maybe she paid someone to kill her because she fucking hated that guy, her daughter so much.
Maybe the dad paid someone to kill her.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Where was he?
Yeah, exactly.
Bucking around. Real.
Knuck if you buck.
Knuck if you buck, you know?
Yeah.
Last chance you, baby. Sound effects coming strong tonight.
I like it. Yeah.
All right. Well, hello and everyone. Welcome again to Blee Blee Blue Blue. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, as per usual.
Yeah, and I am Casey 9/11 Made Me Gay Stoddard.
Oh, no. It made you gay.
Oh, so fucking gay, man. As soon as that second tower just fell right in my butt, you know?
Well, everyone just dived out of the tower and into Casey's asshole.
Yeah. Safe.
Save some for the rest of us.
Steve ran as easy.
Oh, Steve, no.
He's still in there. Because it's better than where his career is going.
That's when you know.
That's not true.
Oh,
that's not
his true. Career is going right in the tower. Oh, right up. I don't know.
That's fine.
That's when you know you're a true homophobe. If you would rather stay in the two towers than jump into Casey's asshole.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad they stayed up there. You know?
Are they still in your ass?
No, but I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, the Westboro Baptist people were picketing my butthole for a while.
You clenched them into diamonds. Yeah. Turn them coals into diamonds.
Good start.
I'd pick at that ass.
Thank you.
I'd pick at it.
Yeah, you would.
Pick it.
I'd pick it out of a lineup.
And I mean, your boobs are huge.
Oh, you
funny. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my
Glad
goodness.
Glad you put that one on there.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hey,
like
we've been waiting for that one for a while.
It's true.
Well, I got to say, being as lame as we are, we spend a lot of time inside watching movies and shows.
Yeah.
And one show that I tend to watch quite a bit of that is a guilty pleasure is American Ninja Warrior.
Uh-huh.
And now that's been made quite difficult to find.
Oh!
And to watch.
Yeah.
Because of Mr. Pister Sister Hulu.
Yes. What the fuck did they do?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like everyone, as soon as that update happened, is probably just so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I want to meet the person that's like, yeah.
No, it was a great idea. Everyone loves it.
So good.
It, like, first off, I can't even find the watch list.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's
think not, it's gone.
Yeah, you think? Why would you do that?
I think what happened was somebody accidentally deleted everybody's watch list, and so to cover it, they like released the failed update that was it went around hey, we hired this new guy, huge memer, huge dude who knows what he's doing with everything on the internet, knows what's happening with the kids. He designed our new homepage layout and everything.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. And then they thoroughly threw him out the window after seeing it and hated it so fucking much.
Yeah.
But then on his way out, he farted and deleted all the goddamn watch lists.
Yes.
So they had to update it because it didn't have the watch lists on there.
Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate because plausible. I mean, I feel like I need to call my mom and ask her what to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we millennials do. We turn to our parents and
money,
mama. I can't find.
What makes you a millennial? Do you have to be born after the millennia or 2000?
Just like 90s kids, essentially. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who cares?
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that.
No, I don't want to be it either, but it's either you're a millennial or...
What's an almost 30-in?
Ooh, that's good. What is it? Generation X, maybe?
Herdian, 30-in. That's what, calling it.
I like
that's
that.
That's what I am.
I like that.
I'm a Herdian, Squirtian, 30-in.
Herd and 30-in of what?
Herd and 30-in. Herd and a 30-in of Turdians. what are you trying to get me to say?
It sounded like you were herding 30 of something.
Right. Okay. So, turds.
Or you are hurting.
I'm herding.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
13.
Turds?
Turds.
From those fucking turdings. Coney dogs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, was I not supposed to bring that up?
Sorry. No, that's fine. I'm going to bring it up next episode, though, so we don't go on too long, because we got a lot to cover tonight.
Yeah.
So, speaking of turds.
Yeah.
You got any new wooden funnies?
Nope. I was going to say, in that song, they said Jasper. And who's Jasper?
I don't know.
I one time got drunk at a party back in Grand Rapids and told a bunch of lesbians that my name was Jasper.
Really?
Yeah. What? I don't know.
Why Jasper?
I don't know. I just didn't know anyone there. And they're like, who are you? I'm like, I'm fucking Jasper. And they were like, they did. I don't know. I got fucking shit faced that night. But they were drinking, what's that awful red apple ale, that cider beer. And they were mixing it with Fireball. And it tasted kind of good, but like I don't like either of those things. But yeah.
Oh, okay. No. They have a name for that. It's like
cinnamon apple. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound awful, but
yeah, it wasn't bad. Awful. Oh, yeah, no, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I told them I could rap. I think I probably rapped a little bit.
I feel like these are all the things that I've actually seen you do at a party.
Yeah, get drunk and rap.
Yeah, well, and say that you're somebody else. But I think when we would go places, we would just switch names.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I'm just surprised by Jasper mostly.
Yeah, I think I was with Pike, and he told someone his name was like Copernicus, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking
Copernicus.
I don't know. It's fucking Eric Pike.
It's Pike. Yeah.
There's no explanation.
No,
for
that's
him.
Very true.
Oh, I love that guy. Love that guy so much. He is one of a kind.
Yeah, maybe if he'll text us back.
Yeah, exactly.
Once or twice, you punk. Treat me like a cat. Punk. Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll get a call back then.
Exactly.
I'll get a scratch at least.
He'll meme us.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, all right. That was a stupid side note. But anyways,
no, that's fine.
Back
to
the old... Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding
wouldn't fuck me's. Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. They wouldn't fuck you too. Would they fuck you or me? No, they wouldn't, sir. Put me in my butt and I'm super gay.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
I like it.
I don't know where that came from, but you're doing a couple of things, but that literally came right into my head. Like,
I just like...
Hot, wet cock.
Yes. It's a fun transition to just try to make up a song on a spot.
I don't know why I didn't... I don't know why that came into my head so quick. I'm happy that it did.
Man, it's hot.
Taking this shirt off.
All right, speaking of hot,
fuck.
This first lady is from the TV show that I've grown quite fond of, even though it's very ridiculous.
quite fondle of.
Yes. Blood Drive on the old Sci-Fi Channel. I think her name is Marima Corletti. Let's just go with that.
You say think like you're not sure if you know how to pronounce it, not think. Pronounce. You clearly looked it up.
Yes. I just don't know how to read is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Marima Corletti.
Got it.
Wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I let her strap me to a metal table and she jammed her fist right up my butt.
Oh.
That happened on the show.
Okay. I assumed so, because otherwise it'd be wildly specific.
Yeah. It was, I still don't really understand her storyline on the show, but she just has this dude in her basement, and I think she's trying to turn him into a cyborg. And she's just been getting samples from him. And she's like literally just been fisting him, like milking his prostate. And
that's how you get a core sample?
Yeah, I guess that's how you get the real pure shit. You gotta go straight gotta go straight to the source. But
I hope his heart doesn't stop. She'll reach up there and start it back up.
Abra, cadabra.
Oh, there you go.
She'll reach up your asshole and milk you.
Reach up your asshole and milk you.
I'd let her do it, man. She's hot.
All right.
Anyways, that's all for that lady. Nice lady.
Hey, sounds like a nice lady, I'll tell you.
It's a fun show. Watch it, maybe. I don't know. So they get a second season.
Yeah?
So I have something to watch.
All right.
You fucking assholes.
Yeah, you dicks.
It's up to you,
Hulu. Watch Preacher, too, because apparently people aren't watching it, and that's really why it's not doing well. Yeah, I was talking to David about it.
I thought, AMC was one of those networks where, ratings don't really matter, because Mad Men was never really a big, high ratings either.
I don't know, though. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they just keep going, but I was talking to David about it, and he's like, have you been watching it? And I was like, no, I'm just going to wait and download it when it's all done. He goes, that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah, I think they might be. Because
he was there talking to somebody about Preacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And some of the people that worked on Preacher were like, yo, people need to watch. Yeah. Like, everybody's waiting to download it all or watch it on fucking Hulu.
That's just how TV is.
Now no one can watch it on Hulu, even.
Yeah. Because
those
goddamn millennials. Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Speaking of millennials, speaking of puckered assholes, this one fucked me here. Found her on the old internet.
What's that?
And her name, her username is Chink182.
I've heard of this lady.
Uh-huh.
Because
her screen name is Chink182. And
do you think that's how many times she's been called that word?
Probably.
That was inappropriate. That's
no, it was. It was a valid question with, I think, a valid answer. I don't think it has anything to do with the band at all.
What band?
Exactly. But Chink182, she wouldn't funk. Again, it's thrown me off. Chink182, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had a tribute band named a Brink182 or a Press 44 or a Boxcar Racist or Angels and Suicide Bombers. And that's all their side project.
I forgot about Angels and Airwaves. I was like, where is he going with this? I like that.
Oh, boy.
That was good.
Oh,
sorry,
they
got clipped
boy.
Again.
No, you're fine. It doesn't play through on the digital side.
Maybe. All right. Don't take a picture of me, please.
Okay.
Not me shirtless. It's not a good look.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
I'm too pale.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
All right, what do you think? You got another one in you?
I'll do this one. Okay. So this next lady is the lady in the gray T-shirt from Zach Galifianakis's Comedy Central Presents that he looks at while he's playing the piano and he mouths, "I love you too." And
do you see her face in it?
Yeah, they go right to her and she just laughs. But she wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Not even if I was her eternal flame. Because it's the song he closes.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in a while. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, that was a very specific one.
I like it. That was very on the Jew nose.
She does have a big nose.
Does she?
Yeah, but I think she's a redhead. So yeah.
Also, probably. That was inappropriate for me to have said.
It's okay.
Okay. okay. Thank you.
Wrong one. Wrong one.
It's totally fine. Totally fine. Deserved. Just deserved.
It was my fault.
All right. This last girl here. This is a woman at a parade. This woman at a parade. Okay. She's watching a parade.
Interesting.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a float.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah, buddy.
Come harder just because. You know what I'm saying?
Did you go to a lot of parades as a kid?
I walked in a lot of parades.
I did both. And I was always like... The parades, they would always pass out candy. We'd mm-hmm. have bags. And every time they like tried it, like every time they came around to pass us out like candy to us, my grandma would be like, excuse me, like, these kids didn't get any candy. She was like very demanding.
Wait a minute. Stop. Yeah. Like, God. Stop the parade. She's like laying out yeah. in front of the cars like Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. They didn't get any candy. I will light myself on fire right now.
I will do it. My kids didn't get mini Charleston shoes.
Yeah, yeah. she's a great lady.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Grandma June. All right.
I like that name.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
What, is she dead?
No.
How old is she?
She is... Oh, God damn it. I fucking called her on her birthday and she gave me shit for getting her age wrong by 1 year.
Oh, no.
I think she's 81.
That's pretty close for fucking that old.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Who else does she have to give shit to? That's the real
everyone.
Thing. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. She's, yeah. Well, I meant like she's old enough now she can give shit to whoever she wants. That's
one of my favorite things was she refuses to drive anywhere now
mm-hmm.
because in my hometown. Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because in my hometown, like 15 years ago, like this guy followed home like these old people from Walmart to their houses and then he robbed them and killed them.
Jesus.
Like that's the only thing that's like ever happened in my town. So she refuses to drive now. And so she has to go to the grocery store. She'll always like call one of us and she had my little sister take her to the store and they're checking out and the lady was like, "Do you want to give $1 to kids with cancer?" And my grandma's like, "My husband's had cancer 4 times." No.
No. Fuck this kid.
Yeah.
I'm giving enough money to cancer, okay?
Yeah.
That cancer's bleeding me dry.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, Grandma.
Killing my husband?
He's still alive, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He's 80.
80s?
80. Yep, both in their 80s.
All right.
Both great people.
I got got one grandma still alive
mm-hmm.
and one step-grandpa. Do you call him that? If they marry in?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's always been one thing that's been hard to, like, the relations.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I can never get that shit straight.
Yeah, I don't know. She sucks.
Just too gay. Oh.
He's all right.
Yeah.
But he sucks because he loves her so much that he just backs her up. It's pretty whack.
He what?
Backs her up.
Oh.
Like, on all the dumb shit she pulls.
Okay.
She's shit.
I thought she was constipated.
Oh, you know, he blocks her in.
I thought he was, fucking her so I don't know, man.
Why did you go to that?
Why not?
You know, he backs her up.
Into his dick?
Big fine woman, won't
you? Into his penis?
Wow, that's just rude.
Wow, in front of you? With baloney.
At his age?
She shouldn't be bending over at that age. They should be using a swing or something.
Yeah, that's why she's wearing that. Walks with that walker, you know?
Yeah. Tennis balls. Tennis.
There
no
you go.
Blue balls here. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
I got gay.
With 30, I think 30 seconds
yeah.
of a Stretch Armstrong commercial.
Right. Look out.
It's his enemy.
Stop, evildoers.
Stretch Armstrong, I will destroy you.
Introducing Vacman, Stretch Armstrong's arch enemy. Use the super sucking vac pump to turn him into a mutating monster, then stretch him to villainous proportions. He stays that way until you press his cybernetic button. But will this be the end of Stretch Armstrong?
Vac attack!
Stay tuned. Vacman and Stretch Armstrong, sold separately from Cap Toys. Who else?
Oh, boy, that did not sound like Vac Attack.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I didn't even have my headphones on, and I was like, what?
Yeah, he yelled Vac Attack.
Vac Attack,
It did not sound like
Sure.
Vac Attack.
Have you ever... what's that show? Miami Vice. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the main character's name is?
Burt Wonderstone.
No.
fuck, what is it?
Fucking... Not the actor, but the actual character's name.
Oh, I probably would have guessed the actor's name anyways, because isn't his name like... weirder or like more well-known or something?
Yeah
or no, who's the, because they talk about somebody on It's Always Sunny.
Well, he's on he plays fucking Kenny Powers' dad. Oh, Don Johnson.
Yeah okay, he was in Django Unchained too.
Oh yeah, was he? Wait, uh-huh. Oh yeah he was. Yeah, I was thinking of fucking that's not him, that's that other guy in Hateful Eight.
Oh yes,
but anyways, I had
Sam
heard...
Jackson.
Yes. I always get those guys confused.
Don Johnson. Yeah. Oh, Long Johnson. Oh, Sam Jackson.
I had heard of... I've never watched the show, but I remember like reading an article because his character's name is Crockett and his partner's a black guy. And they were saying like the black guy was like... the black actor was like upset about something. And so like there's like times in the show where you just call him Cracker. Yeah, instead of Crocker. So like, yeah.
There you go.
That's where my mind went when whatever
small
it
victories.
Was you talked... you were talking about, so
crackers.
No, when would you?
Vac-Man.
Oh, yeah, Vac-Man was like, oh, that's not what it sounded like. Oh, then I was like, oh, yeah, oh. You know, that's why it didn't sound like
cracker
ass, cracker.
I said Crockett, I said Crockett ass, crocodile,
yes,
Crockett dial. I don't know. A lot of people make misunderstandings with things.
Yeah, words are weird and hard, and so
especially
am I.
Lyrics,
yeah. Speaking of that,
lyrics are really tough. I've been...
That was a good transition.
Yeah, I've got a lot of like really... I don't know. I've had all this shit stuck in my head recently, and I just don't remember how the song goes, you know?
Oh, okay. That sounds...
Have you ever had this problem?
All the fucking time.
Do you have any examples?
Yes, I do. Well, let me...
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, listen. What a goddamn cocksucking great time.
What a fucking coincidence.
What a goddamn... bird sucking. That's all I got.
Butt fucking
timing.
So I was in traffic jacking off the other day, and the song just came on the radio, and I was like, "This is a song from my fucking youth."
Uh huh.
And but you know, I started singing along, and I just couldn't place it though. But you tell me, it starts. It's like it's something like a hi, yo name-a. What? Yo name-a. Who? Yo name-a. Needle dick.
I can't get over the first part because I know exactly. Like, yeah. I've never. You know what? Here's the thing. Just to keep this bit alive. I don't know, man. It doesn't sound familiar. It does. Not a single part of it sounds familiar at all. Oh my god.
That's fine.
How does it go? It's like a. Yo name-a.
Yeah. What? Yo name-a. Who?
Yo name-a.
Ticket. Needle dick.
I heard the edited version, I think. It's like, yo name-a. Needle neck.
Oh.
I think that's the radio version.
Yeah, the radio edit.
I think that's it, man. I think that's...
Yeah, I think we nailed that.
I think I've heard that song before. It's called The Real Needle Dick. It's called The Real Boucher.
The Real Slim Dicky.
The Real Slim Jim.
There you go.
Just in general. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, well done with that. That was...
that's the dumbest thing. All
right. Well, I think at least we solved one. That's nice.
Yeah.
So... Oh, my God. I don't know.
You were also in traffic jacking off the other day.
Yeah. I was in traffic jacking off the other day because in LA, that's one of the...
What else are you going to do, huh?
Bountiful privileges you get with stop and go traffic.
Yeah. You got a fucking...
Like, jerk. You just hold your hand in one spot and then accelerate and stop.
Mm-hmm. You get next to the carpool lane. Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Yeah, baby. I hear you.
We're getting there.
I was listening to this one song that I feel like I remember from the early 2000s or something, but it was like, oh God, there's something wrong. Dead dong can't come on anyone. It's hanging out my thong.
Dead dong. It's dead dong. Are you, does that...
Getting in that pussy hole.
Nuh-uh. You're not.
No.
Dead dong.
No more.
Oh, God, there's something wrong. Dead dong can't come on anyone.
Yeah.
It's hanging out my thong. Dead dong. Yeah. It's dead dong. That doesn't sound familiar?
It reminded me of another song. There's a screamo band. I can't remember the name, but they had a song called Dead by Dong. It was like, dead by dong.
Wait, is that real?
No, it was called Dead by Dawn.
Oh.
After the King, baby. I don't know. Oh, okay. If I can play that. Anyways, I'll
who
look
did
that
it
up later. I don't know. I could look it up. But yeah, Dead Dong? Dead Dong, I'll take you on. Dead Dong can't come on anyone. Dead Dong, there's something wrong. I cannot come on your thong. You know who
was like that?
Yeah, it was Trapped in a Dead Dick. Is that band?
Crapped.
Crapped.
Crapped. That was like really creative, what I did just there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just stuff like that I get stuck in my head. I don't know. Is there any, can you think of any?
Bullcorn, remember?
Can you remember any bullcorn?
No. But I can remember. I can't find that band anyways. Who cares? Anyways.
I did it! Oh. It was an accident!
It was. That actually was an accident.
There we go. There's this other song. This is a little before our time.
Okay.
Still a good band, though.
What time?
420? Yes.
Bruh.
69. Bruh. I don't know. Anyways.
Just keep going.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. I want to know, have you ever seen Lorraine? You know, it's like, I think these people are concerned about their friend, and they can't find her.
Instead of a poster.
No, they're like, posters
they just
ain't
got
doing it.
Just a sound effect.
Yeah, they just...
Because that's the thing, like, if you're looking for somebody, if you're looking for somebody... Yeah.
They're like, who? And then you play that, and they're like, oh, that annoying twat.
Oh, yeah, I've heard her in the back.
I shouldn't have said that. We have five of her.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Oh, I love that.
This one's in the through the megaphone.
Oh, nice.
That's why it's aggressive.
Yes. So if you find her, you know, just speak up and say,
Have you seen my friend Lorraine?
Have you ever seen Lorraine?
Lorraine. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got to let them know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how this segment is just me trying to just doing inside jokes.
No, yeah, that's good. That's good.
And the that's next important. One is the same thing.
I had one that was like, I feel like, I don't know. This one, I feel like I was really close to it, but it was like 69 crab rangoons throating down some lucky guy. Manic yells, he's about to squirt. He might be queer, that's something else. Gobbles more and springs to life. Puckers up his brownie eye and focusing just not to die as 69 crab rangoons go bye-bye.
I think that's just you on the weekend, really.
Oh, it really is. It actually is. Oh, my God. I've ordered way more than 69 crab rangoons from then.
I was going to say, I think you got it. You ordered from the same place three times in one weekend, right?
Yeah, once I found out that they had those bomb-ass crab rangoons, yeah. I wasn't even about
hey, man.
Fucking around. I've been fucking around trying to find good crab rangoons from Chinese places for so long.
There's a really good place in Chicago downtown. Pretty... my favorite ones, but yeah.
Jesus. I got to tell you, I'm. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Like, legit, one of my favorite songs.
It sounds like it was just written just for you, honestly.
It does. That's why I'm like, well, how is this so perfect for me? Yeah. I was like, the lyrics, these lyrics can't be right, because it's just perfect for me.
Translated from German, perfect.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
crazy.
What's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds way more homophobic in German.
Oh, yeah?
There's this one part where it says, he might be queer, that's something else. Here's the German version. Oh, I hate gays, and you are queer.
Okay. I like how your German right? accent is just yelling.
Well,
it's pretty close, probably.
Hey. Hey. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I had a...
I didn't write it.
I know. It's insane.
I didn't come up with German. Yeah. Germans.
You think they'd be a little, you know, a little nicer.
You think?
Tried to redeem themselves a little bit, but I guess not.
I thought they hated Jews, not gays. I guess it's both.
They merged some gypsies and Jews,
too. That's a good point.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Is that all of it?
Oh, that's a whole thing. Of their version?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, wow.
It didn't last very long. That's how, like, 90% of their songs go.
Wow.
And then the other 10% is just David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm sweating like a fucking piece of shit. Sweating so much. All right. It's not that hot.
Yeah.
Fucking God, I'm stupid.
Turn the AC off for like 1 second. We're fucked.
Yep. All right. This next one also a little bit before our time, but I think we're gonna figure it out. Drop my pen. It's important. It goes. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama. Bangalore, Baltimore, Salvador, Pocatello, Armapello. I shit everywhere, bruh. I shit places, bruh.
Wait. It's such an inside joke.
I know.
It's not even that. Actually, it's not even that inside. You just had to have watched that special and laughed at it much as we did.
You just had to be here last Thursday.
Yeah. Oh,
you had to
God.
Be either Jacob or Andrew Rockwell or that other guy.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, if you want to get that reference, go sit through.
Yeah, sit through. Don't watch. Sit through is the best way to put it.
Theo Vaughn's Netflix special. And try not to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Because you will be laughing your ass off at it.
Yeah, I've never heard.
And that's a distinction to make.
Yes. It has some of the... it just sounds like...
Farting.
Yeah, it just has some of the oddest phrases I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. But, I shit places, bruh.
I shit places, don't
make this,
bruh.
Don't make this place one of them.
Wow. Don't make this.
Yeah, we're going to order a Netflix special for that. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you fucking pile that one on?
Yeah, you can write your name on the wall at the Comedy Store next to fucking,
please.
Every legends.
Jesus Christ.
But anyways, we're not. I love comedy.
What do I got? I got one more, and then don't you have another one?
I got one more, I think you're up. I think you're up.
I think I have one more, and then you? Or
I got
it,
you, and then I got one more. We'll wrap it up on.
Okay.
But
this is my last one.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, okay. Well,
is that what you're saying?
I mean, I may have forgot.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me just squeeze in.
No. I'm saying I have one and then you go, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page. This one's pretty short.
I winked at you because, you know, people can fucking see. I'm fucking retarded.
This one's kind of old. I've been trying to figure this one out for a while, but it's like it goes it goes something like this. It goes like a, she can sit on my face, sit on my face.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on Vine once.
If you like it, then you put a finger in it. If you like it, then you better put your tongue in it.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond gay. That's what we've been saying for.
I like it.
For a while. There you go.
That's not what I meant to do.
Well, that was, I don't know, I thought that was my last. I think that's my last one.
All right, well, I think I got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, this is all right, better buckle up.
secrets I don't know if I'm...
They can kiss my fat vagina.
We're gonna leave that in, right?
Uh-huh.
It's fine. Jacob farted and turned down the...
Sorry,
we both farted.
Sorry that I farted. No farts allowed on this podcast.
No, not in this fucking fine establishment. Ooh, do the nutty the nutty professor fart. Oh my God. That's the fakest
fart. What
about
this one?
I hope you fart to your asshole folder.
Is that what he said? The fucking comedy
club? No, that's what they're all around the table farting. I'll play all the ones I grabbed.
They all sound so fake. Oh my god.
A lot of.
I hope you fart to your asshole falls out.
What am I? Oh my god. So we're both big fans of Rick and Morty, and if you just buy the DVDs because the commentary tracks are fucking phenomenal. But there's one where they talk about how in one of the episodes Dan Harmon wasn't there to give the final approval because he was working on the last season of Community, and they bring it up and he's like, yeah. He's like, if I was there, first off, these fart sounds are unacceptable. He's like, they're not good enough. No, he's like, they sound so fake. That's so good. Yeah, he's like this show, like, we take a lot of things seriously and like
integrity.
Yeah. He's like, if I was there, that wouldn't have flown. That wouldn't have flown. But yeah. So good.
Oh, someone's yelling. There? I thought it was our downstairs neighbor.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you got one more, right? You told me that was really itching your butthole this week.
Yeah, so I came and then drove another 5 miles and started jacking off again, and the song came on the radio, and I only heard the last verse of it, though. It was something like...
How does that song go?
It's something like, if it was up to me, you motherfuckers would stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want some pee. When I had my dick last out, you weren't drinking my pee, but now that... I'm no longer thirsty. Everybody want to come to me for some fresh hot pee, but you won't get a drip from me because I'm from the streets of pissing on your mom's titties. I told them all them pee drinkers, who do you think helped quench them all? Now you want to run around talking about suds like I ain't pissed none. What do you think? I flushed it all because I pissed so much? Now all I get is hate mail all day saying, Dre's pee shy? Because I've been in the lab with a pin and cranberry juice trying to get rid of this UTI. I ain't having that. This is the P-lenium after... Hold on. I ain't having that. This is the P-lenium of drinking my piss from a flask. So give me one more tall glass and fuck asparagus. That didn't rhyme. Fuck asparagus. That's why it didn't rhyme, because I didn't finish it.
Mm.
So let's take that again. I ain't having that. This is the P-lenium of drinking my piss from a flask. So give me one more tall glass of fuck asparagus. I ain't eating that. So where are all my pee drinkers at? It's like the Hoover Dam passing through my urethra. But all kids better grab a ladder and hold on while I empty this bladder.
Mm.
Boom!
Damn.
Dr. Dre, don't fuck. Wow. Don't question his peen.
That's crazy. Yeah. So that's who rapped it. Those lyrics do sound familiar.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember the hook of that.
Yeah?
Hook of that song. Okay. I think I remember the hook, and I feel like I remember a different guy's part of it. I can't remember.
Oh.
I can't remember exactly who. I think it was the same guy who did the... you needle dick. Hi, your name is needle dick.
You should enunciate, because his songs are hard to understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, but this hook is fucking fire.
Let's hear it.
It's flamer.
Spit it in my butt.
What is it? It's like nowadays everybody want a cock like they're not someone who's gay, but nothing comes out when they squeeze their dicks, just a bunch of spillerage, and motherfuckers act like they've never been gay. Isn't that?
Ooh.
That's pretty close.
That does, yeah. That does sound like the first part, yeah.
So what do you say to somebody who's gay or anyone trying to bring penis your way? Want to resolve things in a come your way? Just study a tape of That's How to Be Gay. One day I was cocking by with a boner on when I caught a guy fingering me with his eyes. So I dangled my dong in the parking lot with some apple pies. I don't give a fart if he's gay or not. I'm harder than pee frozen in a pot when I'm drunk as fuck trying to make treats, but I freeze my cock. Holler out calling Amber Lamps trying to walk it off. Thank you too, miss. Call the cops. I'm going to go spew, then dip my dick in water like I'm bowling dogs. And when my wish came true, I was gay, had a thought out cock with a handful of ass and a man with some lashes. And we both came out. From here on out, it's just me and you. Starting today, I'm just fucking you. But I'm still homo enough to stroke you to death on an avenue. Him maybe. Otter and a pet to pin daily.
Oh, you should just have Sean Daly.
That would have been good.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Him maybe.
utter and a pet to pin daily, making him bend till I get it up, and then hump it as we bang gaily, and we chug Bailey's. Sorry, cock, but I've been hazy. There's no gay that'll let bang me. Lol, JK, fuck my butt like a fresh daisy. Nowadays, everybody want a cock like they're not someone who's gay, but nothing comes out when they squeeze their dicks, just a bunch of spillerage, and the motherfuckers act like they've never been gay.
Chance, you had your chance, and you gobbled its balls!
Bruh.
Damn.
We need a mic dropping sound.
Yeah.
That felt good. I fucked up several times, but...
No, that was great. I'm glad I went first, because I told you mine was trash.
I liked it. It was good. I thought it was great.
No, that was great.
I think that's exactly how the song went, too, if I remember it correctly.
Let's get on a Rap Genius and just confirm. Yeah, no, that was legit.
It was that song called Never Been Gay. Yeah. Motherfuckers act
on like 2001 gay.
Mm-hmm.
I had that CD.
And then Hump It As We Bang Gaily.
I like that.
It's one of my favorite ones.
What would you say about something about freezing dogs? Boiling dogs.
So what is it? What part is
hot
that?
Dogs? What are you talking about? I don't know.
One day I was cocking by with a boner on when I caught a guy fingering me with his eyes.
No, it's
so I dangled my dong in the parking lot with some apple pies. I don't give a fart if he's gay or not. I'm harder than peeing. Frozen in a pot.
Yeah.
When I'm drunk as fuck, trying to make treats, but I freeze my cock. Holler out, calling Amber Lamps, trying to walk it off. Thank you, too, miss. Call the cops. I'm going to go spew, then dip my dick in water like I'm boiling dogs.
That's what it was. Boiling hot dogs.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I couldn't get the hot in there.
No, I liked it.
I was spitting too much fire to get hot.
Yeah, man.
I already understand that the dogs are hot.
Oh, yeah. These dogs are barking.
With a handful of ass and a man with some lashes.
Hey, man.
And we both came out.
Yeah, you did. That's good for you. I'm glad your parents accepted you.
Thanks, man. They kicked me out.
On my ass right after they fucked it.
Yay!
In the grass.
Then. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't get how you turn somebody and then turn them out.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Sounds like they were selling you.
I was just going to say, it sounded like they turned me gay and then made me fuck more guys. Yeah. Hey, now I've got a... Another surprise.
Speaking of fucking guys.
Hey, and we all know what that's like. Man, we're gay.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I have to sneeze. Psych. That was weird.
Oh, that was interesting.
I had it, and then I said psych, and I lost it.
That's something wrong with your brain, son. You know what else is something wrong with brains?
Let's hear it.
Here's 30 seconds of your brain on drugs.
Mm.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Oh, that... is what you cannot see your brain frying on drugs.
Yeah.
But you can hear it, and it sounds terrifying. Don't do drugs. There you go. Hey.
Just drink. Pap, fuck that. Pap, the blue ribbon.
Well, yeah, you just watched that.
Yeah.
Oh, my cable's all fucked up.
Uh-oh, is it okay?
Yeah, it'll be fine. This thing's fine.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. They shouldn't be left with just me. This is bad. Uh-oh. We might have to...
Hello?
Hey, okay. Ed, we're back!
Man, that sucks. Like,
Fuck.
I had these really cool fucking studio boom arms
for us. Oh, yeah,
that are fucking awesome, but they threaded the XLR cable through it. So now, if this XLR cable dies out, which it's like 3 years, 4 years old, I have to like cut the cable and then just like wrap a new one on it, which is fine. I'll end up doing that. But, fuck. Next episode, I guess I'll be doing that.
Hey.
Check.
Suck dick every day.
Suck dick every day.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been interesting.
All right. So, I mean, I don't know. What are you thinking?
I think we haven't gone in a while. Fuck. I got to fix this mic real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Pause.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh boy. Okay.
That's why you don't do drugs, kids.
Oh my God.
Get massive diarrhea. Is it still
fudged? Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, it's good. It's good, right?
Yeah, if this thing's fucking up, then that means it might be the mic mount, then, and I gotta fucking check that out. That
I think it's
suck.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
It sounds okay.
Fuck. Well, hey, sorry about the Bronx cheer. Sorry about the technical difficulties, everybody. But I think we're gonna call this one.
Yeah.
Towards the end. So now that brings us to a beat below
everyone's least favorite segment.
It's very true. It's very true.
Yeah.
But name that episode.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot of stuff to go from here, yeah, though. So I don't know. I didn't. I forgot to write anything down. But can you think of anything?
I do like dip my dick in water like I'm boiling dogs.
Dip my dick in water like I'm boiling dogs.
Like that.
All right.
Or I don't know. I can't remember anything else we said.
Okay. I'm into that.
Or whatever you yelled in German.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're not going to.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, there's not a lot of pictures
it's
with that one.
Very, yeah, well, there's probably plenty of pictures that fit that a German hate speech. But
yeah, that's true.
I think let's go with dip my dick in what boiling dogs like I'm gay, Sean Gailey.
Yes.
I don't know, whatever it is.
Dip my dick in water like a boiling dog.
There we go. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we did it.
We did it again.
We made it through another episode of House Fagnus.
Ooh, yes.
And we got more and more coming to you every fucking week because apparently we never stop.
Nope, we can't take a hint.
Yeah.
I did air quotes. The air bud quotes. No one saw it.
Well, but thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry that the ending kind of got weird with technical shit and then we fucking whatever and I'm already apologizing for shit.
Yeah.
That I don't need to be. But thanks for listening. Sorry, and all that shit. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. Find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban.
Yeah.
Go to moistjunk.com and buy some shit.
Yeah, buy your shit, and then buy your stuff, and then find me online, Casey _ Scott, or all lowercase, and then call me a fag. Don't call me that.
Don't do that. Hey! But go to moistjunk and buy a t-shirt based on one of Casey's Def Comedy Jam.
I forgot about that.
Def Comedy Jam quotes.
Sayings.
Get your dick right.
Yeah. Texted that to a girl.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was Aaron Field.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, come to the comedy club. And she did. So
get
it worked.
Your dick right. Yeah.
It worked.
She's like, well, I understand this. Now, how
like,
you
I
work.
Got a dick.
Aaron my Field. Dick is righter than yours.
Aaron Field's dick is so big it has its own cat.
Oh, there you go.
Remember that roast we did over?
Yeah.
That was great.
It's a scratching post, too.
There you go.
Ding, a ling, cock, a doodle, dude. All right, we'll yell at you guys next week, and I'll tell you, Jasper.
Wow, so
one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
I'm as gay as your front door.